Good morning, everyone. Continuing our discussion now about the situation in Afghanistan and more broadly South Asia, listen here to Dennis Blair, Director of National Intelligence, testifying recently before the Senate Intelligence Committee.
I do not have yet a timetable for how long that's going to take. What I know is I'm not going to allow Al-Qaeda or bin Laden to operate with impunity planning attacks on the U.S. homeland.
Surely there is the president talking, Barack Obama, about his mission in Afghanistan, an attempt to improve the situation there. Martin Patience, who's a BBC reporter in Kabul, joins us. And also Parag Khanna, who's a senior research fellow at the New America Foundation, author of The Second World. He's in Washington, D.C. Parag, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Martin, let me just a quick question to you. Is there a sign, and Richard Holbrooke, the U.S. envoy, has been in the region for a while now, that there is increased cooperation or any change in what was a tense situation in the waning days of the Bush administration between Pakistan and the United States and NATO forces in Afghanistan? Martin?
Well, certainly I was out there a couple of months ago right on the border, and it was very interesting speaking to American commanders. They said that certainly cooperation between American commanders and Pakistani commanders had improved, but there's no doubt that Taliban and other Al-Qaeda militants still operate in those tribal areas, and it's from those tribal areas that many of the attacks inside Afghanistan are launched and plotted from there. So obviously that's of great concern to all the international community, as well as the Afghan government, that you need to try and address that problem. You need to attack Taliban camps just across the border in order to make a security difference inside Afghanistan.
Parag Khanna, it seems to me that if we were speaking back closer to the Mumbai attacks in India around Thanksgiving, that most analysts were suspecting that a trend of instability was developing both in India and especially in Pakistan. But based on some interesting reports yesterday that Pakistan is aggressively pursuing the suspects who are Pakistanis in the Mumbai attacks, that the trend seems to be exactly in reverse, that we're seeing stability among the civilian governments, restraint among the militaries on both sides in India and Pakistan. And even if you're looking at the Afghanistan example here, Pakistan looks like a much more cooperative ally of the United States than was even believed possible a few months ago. Do I have that wrong, Parag?
Well, I would say it's just too early to tell. These things vacillate a great deal. There's a joke amongst the community of people who look at this, which is that we always get Al-Qaeda's number three guy from Pakistan, which is to say that they're always handing over someone in cooperation. But how deep is the cooperation, really, and what other objectives and agendas do they have going on? Yes, with the Mumbai attacks, it's clear that they've apprehended a number of the suspects, but I wouldn't call it an aggressive investigation. They already had a number of people quite soon, in fact, in custody, and the dossier that was put together by the Indians was quite harsh and revealing about the situation. So it was definitely, Pakistan seems to be caught red-handed in this one to some extent. I also want to agree with the speaker's comment about the instability that is threatening Afghanistan from Taliban activities that are being planned by various factions in the tribal areas of Pakistan. This is also affecting Pakistan in the other direction, which is to say that a lot of the suicide bombings, the seizure of the Swat Valley by one particular group, those are also a phenomenon emanating from the tribal areas. So it's a, as I described in an article recently, it's like squeezing a balloon on one side, it just inflates in the other. So we need a sort of multi-directional strategy to deal with this.
Well, let's talk about that for a moment. I mean, you describe, and there are many others have suggested, the cynical quality of the way Pakistan deals with both the situation in Afghanistan and apprehending so-called suspects in the Mumbai attack. How do you sort out the symbolic from the real? And is it conceivable that India and Pakistan could be on a cooperative enough footing to have a multilateral impact inside the much more unstable Afghanistan? Parag?
Well, it's the cooperation, first and foremost, just simply extends to what you mentioned earlier, which is restraint over Kashmir. It's not diverting military assets away from the Afghan-Pakistan border towards Kashmir in terms of Pakistani decision-making, and India not exacerbating the situation by sending its troops to the Pakistani border. So Indian restraint has a direct consequence on Pakistan's ability to focus on the agenda that the United States wants it to, which is, of course, dealing with the Taliban on its Afghan border. And then In terms of Indian activity in cooperation with others, it's simply more a question of what will India's military or otherwise role be in stabilizing Afghanistan. They provide a lot of assistance, a lot of advisors, a certain number of infrastructure projects, and I'm sure we'll get to this, but India has built a major road in western Afghanistan, which is now probably going to become a major NATO supply route, given that the routes in Pakistan have become very dangerous.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you describe a dynamic which could be very positive, but as you say, it will remain to be seen whether that advantage is, whether it is taken advantage of. Martin Patience, before we go, just quickly, Richard Holbrooke in Afghanistan, is he likely to say anything today that would address this broader bilateral issue between India and Pakistan?
Well, no, he's stressing, his aides are stressing very much so that this is a fact-finding mission, and with no indication that there's going to be public comments on this. Certainly he's going to spend a few days here, then we think he'll be moving on to India, then back to Washington, where we expect he'll be formulating new policy to try and deal with Afghanistan in the regional context. And obviously I think that'll become very prominent ahead of the NATO summit, which is the beginning of April.
Well, a complicated multilateral dynamic there, India, Pakistan, and Afghanistan, but the potential for accomplishing something exists as Richard Holbrooke is there in the region. The BBC's Martin Patience, thank you very much from Kabul. And Parag Khanna, Senior Research Fellow at the New America Foundation from Washington, author of The Second World. Parag, thank you.
Thank you.